Today, I want to talk about worthiness. I want to talk about it because there are a lot of different important aspects of life that are really critical to our growth and development and our ability to be able to receive and get what we want in life. But this is an area that I used to struggle with, and that is still something that I am working on and being reminded of, that I have to do better. But it isn't really until we master this piece and that we really get into the understanding of how worthy we are that other things also started falling into place, right? So many times we hear how important it is to see our own beauty, to understand, to trust the process, and to believe, right? And a lot of people say that they have faith. They have this strong belief that things are going to happen in their lives, that things are going to change in their lives. But here's the deal. If we don't believe that we are worthy enough, if we don't believe that we are worthy, period, then how are we supposed to receive those things that we are asking for, that we are wanting to manifest, that we are praying for? How are we supposed to receive that? And that's something I don't think we talk about enough, because we work hard or we don't work too much, but we're waiting for things to happen in our lives. We are waiting for things to change, but we don't understand that we're really struggling with our own self-worth, right? We don't feel worthy enough. And I know I use the word enough. I'm just saying that because this is how people feel, right? But when we really think about it, what is enough, right? Who is the one who set the standard? How do we measure that? Like, right? We can't measure that. So simply to say that people don't feel worthy, that people feel unworthy, it's something super common. And what I'm finding a lot with my clients, and this used to be my biggest struggle too, I wanted all kinds of things in life, and then when things came to me, I was like, am I really deserving of it? Am I really worthy, right? So it's a constant battle, and it's basically, if you look at it, it's the root to everything, right? So everything has a base, right? A company has its culture. Even you in your relationship, you have a type of culture. And when things don't work out with the culture, we start having issues with engagement, with productivity, with performance, or whatever it may be in the company, right? But when it comes to your own life, the core, the base to everything is your ability to see your own worth, to believe that you are worthy. But the reason why we don't is, again, we know, simple enough, it's because of the trauma we have still in our lives, trauma from childhood, pains and hurts, breakups, divorce, whatever it may have been, right? And even when we go through a breakup or if someone cheats on us, we try to find reasons and share reasons with the world for why this happened or how horrible of a person this person is, because it's easier to focus on the actions of people or to find things about people to talk about or to blame things for than to actually say, well, maybe I wasn't a good enough partner, right? And because we already have this as a trigger, we get super sensitive when somebody takes advantage of us, when somebody mistreats us, or when somebody cheats on us or leaves us or whatever the situation may be. So an important part always, and this is what I always teach my clients, is to recognize where this sense of unworthiness stems from, right? Because many people walk around like this their whole life and they just try to cover it up, right? With money, with makeup, with trips, with gambling, with, you know, sex, whatever it may be for this person, and the cycle never ends, but this person is still not happy. This person still doesn't feel good, right? So it's a beautiful thing when we can really believe in our worth and be willing and able to manifest and achieve and receive whatever we want. But in that process, really seeing our own worth, right? And not only is it going to be easier to maintain this and attract this into our life, is also gonna be enjoyable, it's gonna be pleasurable, you're gonna be joyful while you have whatever you wanna have. So if you're struggling with your belief system, if you're struggling with your faith, or you're struggling with your thoughts, you're struggling with your emotions, most of the time is gonna stem, is gonna go back to your sense of unworthiness, right? So let me just use me as an example. So when I was growing up, I was always compared to other kids. All right, I was compared to this person, to my cousin, to my classmates, to someone in some other country. So it was instilled into me, not consciously, and not saying that any harm was meant to be done, but that became my reality, that I wasn't good enough, right? I needed to be better. I needed to be more like someone else. No matter what I do, it's not gonna be good enough. And because of that, I started doing a lot. And I talk about this in my programs, about people growing up in performance-based households, meaning that you're only perceived as worthy, or you're only worthy, however you wanna put it, if you live up to a certain standard, right? If you live up to your parents' expectations. If you do certain things right, or if you get medals or trophies or whatever it may be, right? Or if you're like a VIP on the team or get the best grades, right? And a lot of parents were brought up this way too. So it was just something that they're not even conscious about that they're doing. But what happens is when we grow up and when we want to create this wonderful life for ourselves, it becomes really difficult because we want, right? We want a partner, or if we do have a partner, we want a better relationship or a better marriage, right? If we're single, we want to enjoy that time while we are single. It's difficult, and we're always seeking some type of attachment or some type of attention or affection or whatever it may be, because we haven't learned how to give it to ourselves, right? We haven't learned that our whole life we thought that this sense of worthiness was coming from recognition or confirmation from other people, that they are telling us, okay, now you're good enough, or that we have to achieve certain levels of excellence in order to be worthy, right? But what we have to learn is that worthiness is something that we all possess, right? We all are worthy, but it's just throughout our development as children and young adults and continuing to grow up, this, the feeling of it, right? The sense of it and the meaning of it becomes twisted, because when we are little babies and when we're first starting to go through the first years of our lives, we are trying to experiment with everything. We have no fears. We think we can do whatever, right? There are no limitations, right? Until we start being told that, no, you can't do that. Oh, you're a bad girl, or shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourself. Look at Linda. Linda does this a lot much better, right? And then you start developing the sense of, well, my existence alone is not enough for my parents, my legal guardians, whoever it may be that was around you growing up, right? And then we start attaching this false perception of that worthiness is tied to work or achievement, right? But the thing is, we didn't have a handout. We didn't have a manual that actually said, like, when you achieve this level of excellence, this is when you're gonna be a worthy person, right? So we are attaching it to that, but we don't know what the criteria is, right? So it gets really tricky. So then our whole lives, we go through life trying to become the perfect mother, or trying to become the best partner ever, and we still find ourselves being unfulfilled in the relationship, right? Achieving the highest position, or continuing to get promoted at our jobs, having 4, 5, 6, whatever it may be, businesses, and we continue to find ourselves in a black hole, basically, right? And this has nothing to do with whether you are religious or not, because I've coached women with all kinds of beliefs and all kinds of spiritual and religious backgrounds, and I see the common denominator there, that the problem is the sense of worthiness, right? Because it's one thing to believe that things are a certain way, right? We may say that we believe it, or we may say that we know it. But if we know that a higher power or a higher source sees us a certain way, but we continue to struggle to see ourselves that way, then how are we supposed to trust that and flourish in that reality? And it's the same thing with any relationship, right? If you're married, or if you are in a relationship and this partner, this spouse is telling you every day how magical you are, how beautiful you are, how successful, intelligent, how kind and sweet you are, right? You keep hearing this and you keep hearing this, so this should be true, right? I mean, this person lives with you, but you don't believe it. You don't feel it. You don't believe it. You don't feel it. So does it make a difference? No, it doesn't, right? Not until you start believing it too, right? Not until you start believing it too. So regardless of, you know, it doesn't matter what your relationship status is, we have to always go back to, how do I feel about myself, right? What is my perception of me, right? So then when I teach about self-love, I don't only talk about, oh, you have to take care of yourself and you have to set boundaries and all these things, which are a crucial part, right? But the most important part is, and what we have to do first is, obviously we have to heal from what it is that has really skewed our perception of who we truly are, right? Because we live life as someone who's masked, right? The person that we are showing to the world is most of the time not us, right? And we see this a lot when you think about families, right? When we have the partners, they go out in crowds with each other and they're pretending like everything is okay. And then when they go home, now a fight breaks out, right? Because there are issues there. And it's the same thing with us. We are one person. So when we don't have a partner or a spouse, like if you are in a relationship or if you're married, you have like the double deal there. You have to deal with yourself, and then you also have to deal with your partner or your spouse. So when you think about it that way, so a couple has issues, goes out to be around friends, right? Or goes out for a business meeting. Now they pretend like everything is okay, right? Because you don't want to be embarrassed in public. So when it comes to yourself, you're doing the same thing, but the difference here is when you come home, you don't really have anyone to face, like you do have with your partner when you're having an argument, right? You don't have a person to face. You have yourself to face, and you don't want to face yourself because it's so much and you don't know how to deal with it. So what happens? Well, most people grab their phones, they watch movies, they go out to the bar, they call someone else, first thing that they do, they distract themselves, right? They call someone over or go head over to someone else, right? Or start drinking or whatever it may be. We distract ourselves from this feeling of unworthiness because it's always there. Like it's constant, right? But we want to minimize, we want to minimize that experience, so we distract ourselves as much as possible, right? And this is a vicious cycle that never ends until we really nip it in the bud and realize that, hey, this is my thing and I have to figure out where this is stemming from. I have to heal from whatever it was that was done to me growing up, right? I have to heal, I have to forgive, I have to figure out how to let go, right? I have to ask for help, right? I have to do all these things in order to become the best version of myself. But a lot of people are not willing to face all parts of them, right? Because it hurts too much. And then it's comforting to know that all I have to do is distract myself. But then I wonder why I can't sleep, or why I wake up in the middle of the night, or why I feel unsatisfied at work, or why no matter how much I work or how much I try or how much I pursue, I still carry this feeling, this sense of unworthiness, right? this never leaves. So it's nothing that we can just attack head on and kill, right? This is a process that we have to go through. So with that being said, the key to getting to know yourself is to uncover your true worth, right? Because it's there. You just don't see it because of how you've been programmed and what you have been teaching yourself to believe, right? So it's a combination of you being taught and your experience, right? Because you may have not been literally taught that you are not worthy, but based on people's actions, right? And especially for people, even me, who were bullied in their life. And it's like, okay, why am I being bullied? And we start to attribute that to us being chubby or us being too skinny or us being dumb or us not being good enough. Like, we come up with all these reasons because it doesn't make sense to us why someone would pick on us. Okay? And eventually it stops, but that continues with us, right? And we never work through it. And it's usually so many layers that we continue to carry with ourselves that we don't heal from, that we don't uncover the real the real issue behind what happened, right? So what I do is I take you on that journey to heal. I take you on that journey to heal and uncover your worth. That is the foundation to everything. But you can't really uncover your worth, right, until you start the healing process, which is a continuing thing that you continue to do, right? That you continue to do throughout your life. So then when you have started a healing process, then you can start seeing your true worth, all right? And what happens next? Once you start seeing your true worth, you develop a bigger desire to get to know yourself, right? And as you get to know yourself, you're gonna find out so many magical, beautiful, amazing things about yourself that you were not able to see before. Not because they weren't there, but because you were focused on these things about you that were not true, right? So we can focus on things that are not true, or we can focus on things that are true, right? Our brain doesn't know what's real, what's fake, right? So some people go through their entire lives thinking that they're horrible people, that they're unworthy, right? That they're ugly, or that they can never attract a good mate, or whatever it may be, right? We can have these beliefs, right? So we have to learn how to get rid of these beliefs and create new ones for ourselves that actually benefit us, right? That are aligned with our worth, that are aligned with who we want to be, right? When you think about the highest version of yourself, like if you could create yourself to be whoever you want yourself to be, what would that person look like? What would that person experience on a daily basis? How would that person feel about herself or himself? What would that person be thinking most of the day, right? These are some of the questions that you need to ask yourself